Hello, this is John and I'm going to read the editorial. This festival of Christmas has been made the season for gathering together of family connections, of calling back the children who have launched forth in life, once more to assemble about the paternal hearth, that rallying place of the affections, there to grow young and loving again among the endearing mementos of childhood. Washington Irving's romanticisation of Christmas may seem an odd thing to write about in March, and I'm not sure the modern hearth is now necessarily a rallying place for family affection. But it brings to mind another of life's great occasions that brings families together, for better or worse, the wedding. After years of enjoying Steve Martin's perplexed meltdowns in The Father of the Bride, savoured My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and now entertained by the goings-on of Reese Witherspoon and Will Ferrell in You Are Cordially Invited, I discover the joke is now entirely on me. Our favourite daughter, well, our only daughter, let's be fair, has decided to wed. It all began in the autumn when there was a knock on the door and our daughter's partner was outside. After panicking that I had forgotten he was coming over, the conversation was roughly like this. Well, come in. Would you like a cup of tea? Being a bear of little brain, I just thought how charming that he had dropped by. After a desultory 20 minutes discussing the merits of Everton Football Club and the goings-on in Formula One, I had a light bulb moment and asked, lovely to see you and all that, but why are you here? There was a short pause and he said, I've come to ask if you will give me permission to marry your daughter. I don't think anything sweeter has ever happened to me, though I do wonder what would have happened if I had said no. Actually, my daughter said they would just have ignored me. So now I am the father of a bride-to-be and face 18 months of purgatory. I feel sympathy with Steve Martin. Choosing the bridesmaids, our daughter has an enormous friendship group. Who to invite, the cake, the dress, and being constantly told I mustn't say anything inappropriate in my speech. But inappropriate is my default setting. No wonder my daughter is worried. And then there are the wedding venue visits to check out what extortionate amount we will be expected to pay. To be fair, our daughter spared us all but the one she has chosen, and it is very nice, but the open day was like a Turkish market. There are so many add-ons you can have, that customising a car is child's play. Which photographer do we choose? Are the chairs to be festooned? Do we have that lovely harpist or a DJ? Well, I was never going to win that one. Round tables or refectory tables? What shall we have as the centrepieces? Which wines? What food? Where are the loos and how many people can we fit in? Followed by where do we stay and all this needs to be reserved by yesterday. Of course, I have absolutely no say in anything. Pay the bills, turn up, be polite and don't get drunk. I mean, someone has to be responsible, surely. I have invested in ear defenders and take comfort that the only thing I have control over at the moment is writing this column. Though how long that lasts, only our daughter knows. Merry March, everyone.